W Mobile.
4A's Eddie.
Kind of quiet. And it's really weird. Some people are loud, some people are real quiet.
Loud or relaxed and quiet. It's C9B, morning, fellas.
Good. KN4 TFW.
You're loud and quiet. N4A's Eddie.
See y'all on 285. I just can't hit 285 from the meeting of 290 and 25, that area there. Just don't pick up.
Leon.
Here to pick up a truck, and today is the Williamston run, so I'll go from Duncan to Williamston. No, well, from Duncan to Donaldson Center, from Donaldson Center to Williamston, then from Williamston back to Duncan, then back to the office.
Home every night then, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm not over the road.
Did the truck, if they went to California, man, they were gone for a while.
People ran teams down to Brownsville three times a week.
That's a haul. That's a long ride, but there's money to be made there. I don't know if I'd want to do it or not.
For HGX, I think I would say no.
You can do it.
Sometimes I like getting away a little bit, and then other times I just tend to stay home all the time.
Yeah, the more I want to stay home.
If you're young, cram all you can cram, make all you can make while you're young, so you can do that when you get old.
It's longer again, they'll have 290 done.
Ain't been out that way in a while.
Hold on. Grinding and paving.
Lines on it.
The painted lines.
Oh, who knows? They got to paint all the pavement first.
Patrick, I know I asked you this before. What time y'all meet over there at the restaurant on Cherrydale?
Around 12 o'clock, but sometimes it's later. Just depends on what's going on for them and where I'm at in my schedule. But generally 12 o'clock area.
Early yesterday, I was done by 11:30.
Just have an empty pallet for you to put on the truck?
From two pallets to half a pallet to no pallets. There's nothing on the truck right now.
How they justify the expense for that?
I got a bucket for them. Route. I don't care if I carry any pallets. I'll still make the route.
Gentlemen, a quick hi and a quick bye. WW4JET here. I just came up the hill, Ridge, and I'm at my destination. Just hoping you guys have a good day.
Matthew, good to hear you. KO4HK.
Good morning, Matthew. Have a good day. KN4TFW.
Yeah, I think there's a little rain in the forecast for later on, but be careful out there, and we'll catch up with you another time, a little longer. 73s, guys. Have a good one, WW4JET.
Good morning, and talk to you later in 4AZE.
PO yesterday, four more hand batteries are dying on them, and you can't get the batteries anymore, so I had to get new radios.
$1,000.
They're like $1,200 a piece. They, of course, you know, the speaker mics that I keep in stock, those wouldn't work with the new radios, so I had to buy speaker mics.
Commercial radios for you. Motorola.
The old ones, there's batteries that are available for them that you can buy aftermarket, but they're not the safe ones that I need. And I could probably pick up them radios. They probably just give them to me. But dang, I don't know. I just don't know how to get it programmed.
Model is it?
Ones would be the XPR 6550s, I believe.
Let me see what I can do.
Motorola is funny. They just won't let anybody have a programming software.
model number, and then I'll see what I can do, okay?
Are y'all use any kind of encryption or anything?
Aware of. I mean, they're digital. I mean, I've had my Anytone over there, and I can communicate with them. And so I imagine that, you know, it's nothing encrypted. I know the company we buy them from, they program them all for us.
Using your Anytone, they're not using encryption, so. There's a whole lot of other radios out there, get a whole lot cheaper. But I do like Motorola. I make quality stuff.
They got to have those that are intrinsically safe.
Yeah, they're not cheap, so yeah, you're better off with Motorola in that regard.
I think that, I mean, they lose them, and I don't know how the hell you do that. They lose them, they drop them, the buttons come off, and then it's like, man, I've carried mine for 4 years, and it still looks the same.
Trucks, you know, nobody takes care of their own stuff like you do.
Good morning, gentlemen. KF4MUF.
Cody, KO4HX. And guys, I'm going to switch vehicles right quick, so carry on.
Morning, Jody. KN4TFW.
Cody, NC9V.
Dion, good morning to you both. And I hope y'all doing well. And I hope everything's going good.
Morning, Jody. N4AZE, dude, in easily.
Roger on the recliner.
This morning.
Buy you with money.
Oh. No.
No thanks. I got about five left and I'm done. Guess I went out about 17, 18.
Morning.
About four. Just, you know, left the house about 10 minutes ago. Headed that way.
Hours.
5 years. So I got another. It's a 10-hour day for us. Start at 7 and get off at 5:30.
Fireman.
Girl. Who's a big boy?
Darman. I hope today's not Friday.
Wait, but that would be nice.
Oh, it's cold and rainy or that.
There's some snow up there a little bit north of you, huh, Leon?
Yeah, I might get some at the house.
Get one down here.
Down here, I'm definitely not coming to work. I'm up there.
Outcast, what's snow?
That's what your name is.
Yellow part.
I like it on the ground about Halloween and don't get off until March.
Country. And I'm at work, fellas. Y'all have a great day. Take care. 73. And C9B.
73, Leon. Have a safe day. KN4TFW.
Mr. Leon, enjoy your day. Be careful out there in this weather. 73's KF4MUF.
See you, Leon. N4AZE. Weather thing right now, we're showing heavy rain coming and thunderstorms.
All right.
Coming in this afternoon.
I think it's going to slowly cloud up looking at it, but I think the big stuff's supposed to be tomorrow.
It's gags. What I'm looking at right now says it's supposed to be sunny and 74 tomorrow.
Which one are you on?
It's weather, bug.
I like that one better. I'm going to go with that one.
It's supposed to be warmer at the house tomorrow than it is down here. Really won't know until we wake up in the morning, and it is what it is.
Looking at showing a bunch of stuff, and it's not far from here, actually. It's actually just getting into Athens right now, coming from the southwest, and it's a lot of yellow. I think somebody was right. It is going to be this afternoon.
This afternoon through tonight and some into the morning, and then be out of here starting tomorrow morning and sunny the rest of the day.
Looks like what I was looking at.
But like I said, we really won't know till it shows up.
Off the land over here by work, and they're got them a big burn pile going. There ain't nothing like working at a chemical plant with a bunch of explosive stuff and smelling smoke all day.
Real nice.
Got an issue or not, you know what I mean, with all the smoke in there.
Reading up the code on these generators, and it says, this is code, this is everywhere too. It doesn't have to be but 1.5 feet from your house.
About what mine is. They're in that enclosure, and mine's in a metal enclosure, so if it catches fire, it's contained in there.
I've never seen one like that. Does it have a one end or one side that has the airflow or something?
Exhaust out. Mine exhausts out if you're standing in front of it, out the left side, and it has an air intake on the back side of it, pulling air from between the house and the generator. So it's kind of protected, and it's got grids, vents, where it can do that. So that's how mine's designed. Now, the new ones, I'm not sure on those.
The end of it, where these grids are, on the sides?
And only on one end, and one's on the back side. The intake's on the back side, and the exhaust is on the end.
45.
That way it pulls air from behind it, where it's protected between the house and the generator, and exhaust it out, going away from everything.
Gotta figure how they sit those things, the position, because either sideways or long ways, you know.
It's parallel with the house. And I'm sure it's different for every location, depending on if there's a window or anything like that around where it's at, or if it's in a cove, a box in there by your house. You want them to have good ventilation, that's for sure. You don't want it dumping all the carbon monoxide right there under a window or anything.
Makes sense. Yeah, mine's going to be up against, there's no windows, it's just a wall of brick on the house, but they could set it either way. They could set it long ways or sideways. It really wouldn't matter. I was just wondering which end the exhaust was on and where the intake would be.
Headed in the parking lot, so I'll say 7-3. Everybody have an awesome day, and I'll catch you guys in the morning. KN4 TFW.
Again, have a great day, KO4 HK.
Mr. Ken, KF4 MUF.
And you be careful out there. Watch out for that smoke in 4AZE. You say yours is a Generac?
Sir.
This is probably the same identical thing.
Probably real close. Mine's an older model. Mine's not as big as the one you're getting. So I've had mine for 20 plus years now. Yours is probably a little bit.
Morning, Patrick, and the bunch, WV6Z.
WV6Ed, and I cannot remember a name, I'm sorry.
It's Tom, Tango Oscar Mike, and hope y'all are having a good morning. I'm halfway through my commute, so I've got about, maybe 125 seconds left. Just wanted to jump in and say good morning to y'all.
Yeah, and hope you have a great day.
6Z. 73,
everybody. WV6Z. Tom, I met you through Dale, right?
Yep, that's me. That's me, buddy.
Up to you again. You know, Dale gave me a radio. He heard me on that little handheld, and he came up here and showed up here at the house with this little nice little ICOM something or other.
I texted Dale this weekend, but I was feeling a bit poorly. and I took as much advantage of keeping my eyes closed as I possibly could. I did take a moment out of that to have to run to the store and said hello to Patrick, but other than that, I didn't do anything, I don't believe. Nothing useful, anyway.
This weekend, we stay kind of in touch, you know, through text, and we used to talk on the radio some, a lot on 10 meters and maybe 12 meters over the years, but yeah, he said he heard me on the radio, and he said he didn't like the way I sounded, so he brought this radio up and said, here, you run this.
I hear you. Are you and Dale still monitoring 442-400 as well?
Dale's into all that. I never got into any of this. This is my first go-round with this radio stuff here. I haven't done it at all till I got that little handheld.
Well, I just keep listening on this one then. And guess I'll listen to Billy's as well. I've had the other one parked on 442-400 since talked to Dale on it the other day, but I throw my call sign out but never hear anything, so anyway. I'm stuck behind a school bus. That's the first time this has ever happened. Gentlemen, I'm a stone's throw from the house. Y'all have a great one. Catch y'all later, 73 WV6Z.
Hear you. We'll catch you again in 4AZE.
KO4HX. Following my spot too, so I'm going to say 7-3 is what I can. Y'all be careful and enjoy your day out there, and we'll catch y'all later. We'll be clear on your finals, 7-3s. KO4MUF.
7-3, Jody. Have a great day. KO4HX.
Good to hear you this morning in 4AZE.
Guess it's just me and you now, dude, right?
I met Tom, it must have been 25 years ago, Dale and I. We used to talk 10 meters a lot because you could get there, you know, more local talking. I guess they call it simplex, I guess, but just line of sight. But we used to do that and met Tom and a few others back then, and we were all doing 10 meters and 12 meters. I think 12 meters had just come into play. Anyway, been a long time. N4A's at E.
Well, I'd like to see more of that happening. People get back to doing that. I know Shannon, she started that 2-meter simplex net up there in Hendersonville. Been having lots of fun with that on Tuesday nights. So that, this evening, that's what we'll be doing. Enjoying it.
2 meters, it's a lot like 10. It's local. It's only, I guess, just so many are hearing you. I don't know if it's repeater. They say they link them up somehow or another, and they go all over. But it is neat how these little. It's like I said, it's my first go round with these things. I never have done any repeaters before.
This is where I started, and I really enjoy it. I don't get on HF a whole lot. I've got 10 meters and 12 meters in the truck here, but very rarely hear anything on it. Every now and then, and usually it's stuff I don't want to hear, so don't mess with it a whole lot. Just to hang out here on this repeater or one of the couple other ones that are in the area.
I've got this radio. It's in the shop, so I'll turn it on when I come down to the shop and listen. Then when we're done here, I'll just cut it off, and I'll be in and out, and once in a while I'll turn it on and see if I hear anything. But it stays right here on this frequency. I don't even know how to work this radio. I just leave it alone. Be honest, I'm not that interested in it other than just talking to you guys, so I don't go to the trouble to learn it.
I got into the hobby for exactly why the reason that happened last month, and so I made good use out of it and what I've learned over the last 4 years. So I was happy with that. And
I use HF just enough to know how to use it, and that's about it. I don't have any desire to be a contester where you just get on there and make contacts and move on. That does not interest me in the least bit. I know there's people out there that do that, and they want to make every county of every state or every state and every country, and they want to have those DX awards, but that just doesn't appeal to me. There's not saying there's anything wrong with it. Just not my thing.
Man, I don't know what a contest is about. I've never been in one. We always avoid them. Whenever, if it's going to be a nasty weekend with them, we just stay off. But I do a little bit of HF. I just got a group that I talk to around the country. We all get on and talk occasionally in the evenings, and maybe for about 30 minutes in the morning. But yeah, I'm like you. I don't never been into that. Never done a contest, and don't plan. I think it's dumb, really. I mean, it's all 5-9 again. That's it.
I won't say it's dumb, and everybody likes their thing, and they're entitled to it. It's just not for me. But that being said, I think I'm going to try to participate in Winterfield Day this year because they've made it more goal-oriented other than just making a contact. They want you to do this or do that and, you know, mobile station, move here, you know, that kind of thing. More of the emergency side of things and being prepped for that and how to use your radios instead of just 5-9.
A free coffee cup if they win it, maybe with their name on it or something. Probably have to pay their own shipping. Maybe get a picture in a magazine or something, but I'm just not interested in that stuff. And some of the best I've heard with ham radio was this Helene in North Carolina. That was some good operations going on. It was actually being used, probably like it was designed to be, but I think I fall into that rut. We just talk pot rods. We talk about anything, you know. Yeah, the group will come up, somebody will have something to say. We'll all talk about that for a while, just nothing really, but we're not helping anybody. We're just amusement, I guess, in 4AZ.
That, and everybody's got their own way of doing things, and what they want to use the hobby for, and there's nothing wrong with getting on, carrying on the conversation, getting to know somebody, or if I was going to make a contact out of the country, get to know a little bit something about them or where they're from and that kind of thing, not just their radio signal and call sign.
Yeah, I've met a lot of people, thousands of people I've talked to. I can't imagine how many if I had to guess, but I know it's in the thousands of contacts I've made, but it's not. It's actually conversations where we talked a little bit, you know, and I never did any of that logging, you know, or what do you call that, QRZ or whatever. I don't do any of that stuff, but used to do QSL. I got into it for CW. I was interested in that, and I wanted to learn that, so I did. That's the first thing I did was CW, and I learned that. And to get a license, you had to do that first anyway. And things have changed so much over the years. I don't think you even have to do that anymore.
I have to have CW now. It's not part of the code requirement. But there are a lot of people out there that really enjoy CW because there isn't anybody forcing you to do it now. There's a lot of people out there just want to learn it.
I use it for aviation. All our identifiers and all, they identified in CW, and you didn't have to go to the trouble of the map. You could find the station, and you identified it by the CW. It would give it to you. You didn't have to look at anything. You just keep flying. And it was good for that. And that kind of got me interested in. So I did learn it. At one time, I could do it pretty good. I haven't done it in years now. I don't know if I can do it anymore, but it was fun for a while.
on here that do CW. I know Tom does, Shane does, and they really enjoy it. They'll get on HF and they'll have a CW conversation and rank you with it, so they enjoy that part of it.
20, 30 years ago did some of that. Hadn't really done it since, but I can still pick up some a little bit here and there if I listen to it. But I think I had to do, in the beginning, we had to do like 13 words a minute, which isn't much, really. But you can't get as much said as fast as you can talking.
It slows the conversation down, that's for sure. Like I said, I don't know how to do CW. One of those things I haven't got around to learning yet. Maybe later when I retire, if I ever get to that point.
Interesting. It's probably something that'll always be here. I don't know that it'll ever die. It's, it seemed like the trick to it to me was it was like music, you know. It's almost like, you know how you hear you can hear the first two notes of a, they're going to play a song. You know what that song is, right?
It's timing.
It is kind of like that. It's kind of like at first it's letters, and then you hear a word instead of a letter. It's funny, but yeah, if you ever do it, you'll like it. It's kind of tough at the first week, but after that, it starts happening.
That maybe one time when things slow down for me a little bit, and I can focus on that. Right now, there's so many other rabbit holes I'm heading down. I just kind of don't have time for that one.
Anyway, it's long as we can talk, right?
Never know. It may be necessary again one day. That obscure code, people forget about it, and then you can talk in with privacy. You can have your own private conversation, and nobody know what you're doing.
That theirs in the day was it Pig Latin or something?
I never learned that either. I never had the reason to want to hide what I was saying from anybody.
Is it E? There yet?
It's starting to.
Little airplanes, these little radio controlled airplanes. I might step out back and fly one when the day breaks a little bit. I hadn't done that in a while.
Then Steve likes to fly those things. They get into flying those radio controlled airplanes.
Airplane, the little models, what got me when I was a little kid. They, my dad bought me a little Cox airplane. I think I was about five, and you fly it on the control lines, you know. And of course, it made one loop, and it was trash.
When I was growing up, I bought him a remote controlled airplane. It was called Air Hogs. You pumped it up with compressed air with a little pump, and then you give it a little throw, and then you had the radio controlled airplane until it run out of air, compressed air in there.
Maybe that's what, in the 80s?
The 2000s, early 2000s, because he was born in 99 and I played with him, with him out in my grandfather's. That's when they come out. I wish they still had that.
Fun. I did it since I was a kid when they started a control line, and I wound up, before I was even a teenager, had a radio control airplane, or just a rudder, but, and then just kept going, and off and on stop. I stopped for a bunch of years, I start back, you know, but I've always kept a little airplane around. I got an electric one now.
Dave and Steve are flying now as the electric ones, so when you hear W4DJW on here, I know that's one of his hobbies he enjoys.
And me and another guy started a club back in 86, down this way. Y'all probably ain't heard, but we named it the Black Sheep. radio club, and I think it's still going. And Wayne Day and I started that thing and named it in 86.
You have to check and see if it's still going and see if you can join again. Have a license with the FCC, I believe it is, or FFA or A, whatever it is, to fly one of those planes.
We had to then, too. It was in AMA, American Modelers Association. The insurance is what that was. Do that.
But a license from the FFA to, or not FFA, to whatever it is. Can't get it out this morning to do that. You got to pass the test and take it, is what they were talking about.
Do any of that. And I did. I've got a drone, and I had to register it 3 years or whatever, but I used this drone. I bought it because I now had some uses for it. And then I wound up using it for putting up antennas. I'll take my fishing line and some lug nuts on the end, and I'll take the line and drop it over a tree with the drone and don't have to deal with a slingshot and all that stuff.
That's one way to do it.
I was out with it on the house before we got gutter guards. Used to use it and blow the gutters out, run it down the down both sides of the house, you know.
The rust off the rotors.
Like blades on six engine motors, and it's a powerful little. This thing will lift up a brick, and you could get it over the gutters and just rev it. And it just leaves, just fly out of there. And you can look down in it while you're doing it, see how clean you got them.
Play time to clean the gutters.
I use in the yard, porch, and just blow all the leaves out of the, you know, across the, out of the front yard. Just work it. Take a few minutes to do it, but it was fun.
Well, dude, I have arrived here at my first stop, so I'm going to have to say 7-3. Good to talk to you this morning, and need to meet up with you one day and check out your toys.
But you be safe out there. I'm going to get out of here, too. It's getting starting to be daylight. Catch you guys and whoever's out there listening. 73 is everybody out there. N4AZE.
KO4HK, and I'll be clear for now.